kind of shoes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't wear shoes.
When you work in the garden?
I have some sneakers.
Uh-huh.
And I wear boots all the time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What do you wear to protect your head?
Hat.
Okay.
Cap.
What's a cap? Is that just a baseball cap, or can it be any kind of?
Cap is like a baseball cap. Used to be everybody had caps, and they had a little snap up here.
Mm-hmm.
If you need to pull it down more, you could unsnap it and pull it down. It had a little bill, a little
mm-hmm.
more of a straight bill out here.
Mm-hmm.
From about here to here.
Okay. I think I've seen
caps
those.
Were pretty prominent for years. The only one that's worn one lately has been one of the golfers.
Uh-huh.
But you don't see them too much anymore. Hats have pretty well taken over everything.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever wear an elastic?
Suspenders?
Yeah.
I need to.
I don't think so. But what are men's pants called?
Trousers.
Okay. What are some regional dishes and foods that you like to eat?
Well, mostly Mexican food. I like China, what's called Chinese food too. Mexican food. You know, Mexican food here in El Paso is really it's Indian food.
Mm.
You go down in Mexico, you don't run into enchiladas and
mm-hmm.
such. Down
mm-hmm.
there they have chicken mole over rice and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But this is actually your tortilla and whatnot, something that was developed by the Indians. The corn meal they grind.
That makes a lot of sense.
It's really Indian food. And another thing that's different is the beans. Now they think of pot of beans, they think of the pinto bean as something from Mexico. It came from northern New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And it was brought down here by the father of an ex brother-in-law of mine. Brought it down and started it raising the pinto beans down here and out in Deming area and up at Estancia, New Mexico. They used to raise a lot of pinto beans, but they all came from here. The Mexican beans were more like a kidney bean or a black bean.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But what we consider refried beans and all today is really the pinto bean.
Mm-hmm. Also, I have heard that red enchiladas were more common in the old days, and green enchiladas are relatively new. But I think the green enchiladas come from New Mexico. Am I right?
Right. I'd say definitely.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of Mexican food do you cook at home?
We have enchiladas usually at least once a week, and we've gone more to the green enchiladas lately.
Mm-hmm. That's my favorite. How do you cook the green enchiladas? Do you cook them in a...
Flat, no. We make them up separate and just build them up one
mm-hmm.
tortilla at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Dip them in the sauce and add the cheese and the onions and